Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. 12 more hostages have been released by the kidnappers Hamas. Israel, in turn, will return 30 Palestinian detainees. 15 women and 15 minor males will be released from Israeli prisons today. Both Israel and Hamas terrorists are claiming there have been violations of the ceasefire. Consumer confidence is on life support after three straight months of declines. The good news is the Consumer Confidence Index rose 3 points in November. Still, fewer Americans are planning to buy more expensive items, including homes and vehicles, in the next 6 months because of inflation and interest rates caused by government overspending. 41 men were rescued yesterday from a partially collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel in northern India after being trapped for 17 days. After a series of failed attempts, victory was achieved by a team of rat miners digging manually through the huge mound of debris that filled a section of the tunnel on November 12th. A Republican congressman says President Biden needs to have his mental capability tested. Dave Collins has more.
GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country. And he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging for Biden.
The University of Colorado Boulder is reporting one out of every five children in America under the age of 14 uses melatonin as a sleep aid. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine issued an advisory saying you should consult a physician. The problem, melatonin is not regulated and could contain more than what the label says, leading to health issues. USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Roughly 100 million people on the East Coast are facing freezing temperatures as a cold front hit the region yesterday and will continue today. Jesse Kirsch on NBC News.
We've got these brutal wind gusts. They're churning up waters right near Lake Erie, and it's these blasts of cold air combining with the waters out on the Great Lakes that have turned parts of the region into a snow globe.
The National Weather Service says high temperatures are expected to be as much as 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley, as well as areas of the East Coast. Parts of Texas and Florida are expected to be colder as well. Freezing temperatures in the 20s are expected in New York City and Washington, D.C., and Atlanta getting below freezing temperatures for the first time this year. There's only one person to blame for the border crisis. Biden.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. McConnell insists on implementing meaningful policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation can be considered by the Senate. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Rick Manning joins us now. He is the one and only Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Mr. Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I take it you had a great Thanksgiving. All's well?
Yeah, Thanksgiving was great. You know, lots of turkey, still eating it. Seven, 6 days later, I like turkey, so that's good. And my wife is the best cook, so she just does it up. And a lot of people get tired of leftovers with the turkey dinner she fixes. I can eat leftovers until Christmas. I just love it.
Cold turkey sandwiches to me. I mean, I look forward more to the day after Thanksgiving than I do Thanksgiving. And that's not necessarily to say that, around our table that it gets combative. I think for the most part we get along. But we were keeping an eye this year, checking to make sure that nobody came in with one of those handy guides that the Biden campaign had put out. Did you see that? The handy guide for responding to crazy MAGA nonsense this Thanksgiving?
Yeah, apparently the Biden presidency recognizes the fact that their positions are indefensible, and as a result, they have to actually tutor people who've been brainwashed into what to say when confronted with truth. That's not surprising, but it's a bold admission that they're speaking nonsense, and what they talk about can't hold up to basic inquiry and logic. But given that, it's a trust the Biden administration. They know what they're doing.
Right. I mean, the deal is that, just a quick read of some of these suggestions is that you have to suspend reality and just flat out lie to your relatives. Well, how long is that going to last if you even bring that up? I say, look at you and your guide. I think you need to find another place to go have dinner. Maybe you can come back when we have pie. We'll call you and tell you when pie's out. But that book and you ain't coming in this place, right?
Well, just to the key thing is just say, I'm sorry, but we didn't do a vegetarian turkey this year. It's not a tofurkey. It's a regular turkey, murdered just last week. And it's delicious. But if you have any problems with that, just stay outside until we do the pie. The pumpkins were not organically grown, unfortunately. And who knows how many insects were killed as they were growing the pumpkins because the pesticides were used. But, you'll have to take your chances on the pumpkin pie.
Yeah, well, sorry to say. But it's interesting. I don't know if you caught this or not, Rick. I mean, because this was only presented in Australia, of all places. And this has to do with the Wuhan, the China lab leak cover-up. our own U.S. former health official admits that they covered up the lab leak, which is what we've known all along. The mainstream media, of course, couldn't talk about it. Social media would ban you if you brought it up, if you threw an X out there, or if you Facebooked it, had any kind of social media discussion about the lab leak. You know, you were kicked out of social media Dodge. And now, you know, the truth does find a way to come out. And here we've got a former HHS Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, Bob Kadlec. He admits conspiring with Anthony Fauci to downplay the COVID China lab leak theory. I know you're not surprised, but I'm greatly disgusted because of all the damage that Dr. Fauci is responsible for.
Yeah, when did this occur? Because I haven't read the article. When did it occur? Did it occur in 2020 or did it occur in 2021?
2021, I think, is what they're saying. I believe that's the timeline.
Okay, so because assistant secretaries are by and large political officials, and so if a high level Trump appointed political official engaged in that, I'm going to look it up and make sure that didn't happen, because there's somebody who needs to be excommunicated from ever having an opportunity to serve in an administration ever again. The fact of the matter is, it's not surprising that the Biden administration covered it up. The Biden administration had, they used the narrative to, they didn't say, oh, we're going to fast track a vaccine and allow people to choose whether to take it. No, they were fast-tracking the idea that that we know best, and you have to take the vaccine. If you don't, we're going to ruin your life. Mm-hmm. And, the Wuhan virus origin was part of that narrative to say, this is, there's no way to say to anticipate it or any of that kind of stuff. Because the minute you realize it was engineered, you say, well, didn't we? And that that we gave money to them. We know that Echo Health was one of our contractors that was doing work in Wuhan, the Wuhan lab. You sit there and you say, wait a second, is that our virus? And had to deny the connection because the backlash on it is because the Chinese were saying, wait a second, they said that up front. They said, wait a second, that's not ours.
Yeah,
I don't know that it was theirs or it was ours. What I do know is we were engaged in very dangerous activity with people who are making bioweapons to use against us.
Exactly.
And that's the crime here in this, is our government was actually functionally helping people who are making bioweapons to kill Americans. Mm-hmm. And that's what Dr. Fauci, all the lies and everything else aside, he made millions upon millions of dollars. And ultimately what he was doing is he was helping the enemy. Mm-hmm. And that's why he should go to jail.
Right. Well, and of course, as you and I discussed this before, Rick, they changed the language. It became a gain of function issue. It wasn't bioweaponization anymore, because you couldn't say that, right? So now it's gain of function, and this is what they do. They're constantly, changing the language and moving the goalposts. By the way, Dr. Kadlec, he served in the Donald Trump administration, and and he served through January of 2021, so he went out when the president went out. But Dr. Fauci, of course, was leading the team, and President Trump gave Fauci a lot of room, and there was a lot of credibility. The media embraced Fauci. They made him the king of pharmaceuticals, the king of COVID, and all honor and glory, and nobody could question him, right?
That was exactly what happened. I think that if Donald Trump had the opportunity to rewind that, he would have done things 180 degrees differently. I'll tell you, I was up front, when they're sitting there saying, about, 2 weeks to spread the, to do, make it so you weren't, we didn't have mass pandemic all at once. I said, okay, if that's what they need, we can deal with that. But after about 4 weeks, it was pretty clear that this thing was a 2-year problem, not a 6-week problem.
Not a 15-day. Yeah, it was a 15-day.
Yeah, not a 15-day problem. So that was the lie they told Donald Trump, mm-hmm. was we just need 15 days to stop the spread.
Got to go to break. More from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, continues with us. So just to put a bow on this thing, there is no doubt that we subordinated a lot of our own intellect and common sense to one Dr. Fauci. And this is what happens when you abandon the cumulative interest and intelligence of, what, 350 million people roughly in America, and you assign it to one Dr. Fauci. I mean, there's got to be a huge takeaway here for us to, so that we don't ever get caught up in this kind of idiocy again.
Well, and that's, there should be, and yet we have people to this day saying, we need to listen to the World Health Organization on these pandemics and do what they say and make that mandatory. They do what they say. We have people who are still pushing for a single payer, for having government having absolute control over the health care, what medicines you get, even after watching doctors lose their licenses because they were actually treating patients as opposed to just telling them to, you know, cross your fingers and pray that you don't die. Mm-hmm. We have a medical establishment that came out immediately and said, we've got a shortage of the ventilators. And later on, what do they find out? They find out that the worst thing they did was put people on ventilators.
Exactly.
The bad news is we knew that from data is coming out, we're finding stuff coming out of China. A month after they found it in China, they said, don't put people on ventilators. It exacerbates the problem. Yeah, we knew that, and we continued to put people on ventilators.
Mm-hmm. It was along with remdesivir. Let's add that.
Remdesivir, right.
Yeah. Exactly. So those two elements were, you know, decided a death sentence, it seems, more than not.
So the treatments they offered were deadly. The treatments that had value and worked, at least worked sometimes, were ridiculed and taken off the shelves, and doctors were not allowed to prescribe. Mm-hmm. There was things like that.
Well, because they were canceled, Rick, because if in fact, what was over the counter that could be used, then they couldn't justify an emergency use authorization, right?
That's exactly right. Well, they also couldn't justify the massive expenditures that they planned, and all the people who are going to get money for testing everything had to kill the thing that if something worked and it's dead, they had to kill it, and because otherwise they wouldn't get the testing grants. What we learned here is when you have big government controlling the medical system, which is effectively what's happened after Obamacare, they control and they put together what the treatments are for everything and what the standard protocols are for everything. You no longer have a relationship with your individual doctor because your doctor is dependent upon a hospital system or government. Or insurance companies to tell them what they can put and what they can give you.
Exactly.
And that destroys the patient doctor patient relationship more than anything else. And the doctors who didn't play along lost their doctor's licenses, had to move from states like California. People in the military got fired because they wouldn't take the vaccine, and we're still fighting to try to get them to back pay at a time when and rehired at a time when our military can't recruit anybody because nobody will join.
Exactly.
The repercussions of the mistreatment, the malpractice that our government and the medical establishment engaged in America are going to be felt for a generation because our children still haven't caught up in school and never will.
Exactly.
Because we've got the same people responsible doing it.
Anyway, and it's one cover up after another. This is all big. Will there ever be any kind of objective look-see or investigation, a post-analysis of what happened in COVID? I don't think it would happen under the Democrats, but certainly if the Republicans take over, we might be able to realize, a true study. And so where all this stuff is put out in the light that we don't sound like a bunch of conspirators, and that, at the threat of Facebook or X or Google canceling us off our podcast channels because we're trying to discover the truth and to be able to exercise our First Amendment right to set end, right, to benefit all.
Yeah, it's a will there ever be? Probably not in your or my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And the reason is there's people on both sides of the aisle are culpable. Okay, I mean, I hate to say this, but that's true. It's a, you know, I think one of the things that's lost in this, and this is going to get me in trouble with friends, my friends who are, really don't like the vaccines very much, mm-hmm. and for good reason. But the fact of the matter is, if allowed to have been a voluntary process for getting them or not, it was really amazing that they were able to develop a vaccine in the amount of time they did. Mm-hmm. And what I had hopes for out of this was that developing an expedited development system for diseases that are fatal, mm-hmm. Makes sense. For instance, Alzheimer's. We should have the same. Right now, we have an expedited system for one disease. It's not COVID, and that it's the AIDS. They developed mm-hmm. an expedited system for AIDS drugs. They get pushed to the front line for approvals, and it's much less expensive to develop AIDS drugs than any other drug. If we did that same, put that Alzheimer's into that same system, we'd beat Alzheimer's in 5 years. Mm-hmm. But we don't, because it's you want to have 15 years testing, and it costs $20 million to develop a drug, only to fail in the testing. I mean, you've got to have more expedited testing. And on things that are where people are, where it's a death sentence, mm-hmm. It makes a heck of a lot of sense. There's no recovery. Well,
and this is why Trump pushed the right to try.
100%. The right to try was, and the bureaucracy, the bureaucracy at the FDA and HHS as a whole hated it. Because it took away their discretion. It took away their capacity to be the dictators of drugs. Mm-hmm. And it allowed for there to be a lot more openness in trying to find alternative medicines that will in fact have a positive effect and save lives. Mm-hmm. That was really important. And that gets lost in the overall, because Biden then decided he wanted to force everybody to have vaccines. What's going to fly on planes if you didn't have them? And basically, and then had set a whole demonization campaign against people who didn't want to be vaccinated. And it was all under a false pretense, all under a lie.
Exactly. Yeah. Without
a doubt. They knew it was a lie. Mm-hmm. And it drives me nuts, because that's why we're not going to get to the bottom of it, because you're at least not in the next 10 years. Right. At some point after this generation of politicians are gone, they'll do some studies to find out to lessons learned from the COVID crisis. Mm-hmm. And people who weren't involved in the decision making will review it and they'll say, why were we using 1920s technology to do deal with a drug in 2020?
Exactly.
And they'll say things like that. Mm-hmm. But don't expect to see it in our lifetimes.
We've got about a minute and a half left here, real quick. I want to get your read on this. Netherlands, you've got Argentina. We've got populist winds going on that are happening around the world. Canada, Alberta invokes sovereignty clause to block Canada's anti-fossil fuel regs. We've got DEI fading, and even Wall Street companies, corporations are saying, the heck, get this stuff out of here. Is America starting to wake up from its wokeness?
I think the world is beginning to, in some places, is beginning to say, we're sick of the craziness. Poland went the other direction, as strange as it may seem, that mm-hmm. Poland, which has, Russia on the brink, and the reason we're fighting in Ukraine is because Russia, the fear of Russia invading Poland, and Russia then elected a government that's more like Putin than it is us. So it's a, so you can't, it's, but the trend out of Argentina is really good. Canada, once again, I think Trudeau's in desperate trouble when he mm-hmm. comes up for election. So we're beginning to see a pushback.
He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. 12 more hostages have been released by the kidnappers Hamas. Israel, in turn, will return 30 Palestinian detainees. 15 women and 15 minor males will be released from Israeli prisons today. Both Israel and Hamas terrorists are claiming there have been violations of the ceasefire. 41 men were rescued yesterday from a partially collapsed Himalayan highway tunnel in northern India after being trapped for 17 days. After a series of failed attempts, victory was achieved by a team of rat miners digging manually through the huge mound of debris that filled a section of the tunnel on November 12th. The University of Colorado Boulder is reporting one out of every 5 children in America under the age of 14 uses melatonin as a sleep aid. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine issued an advisory saying you should consult a physician. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. She is Jenny Beth Martin, the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair. Jenny Beth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, always good to have you here. Thanksgiving's over. I take it had a great Thanksgiving, very enjoyable. We didn't, hit the wall of food coma, turkey coma, too bad, and survived, right?
That's right. We had a good time with family.
Yeah, that's. I want the T-shirt. I survived the turkey coma and pumpkin pie coma, and I made it through. So. I feel like, that's the first part of the holiday is just getting through Thanksgiving with family. And in spite of the fact, I don't know, did you have any family members bring the Democratic guide for talking with your MAGA relatives? Did you hear about that?
I heard about that, but I don't have to worry about that in my family. My family's really good on politics, thank goodness.
They're a lot smarter. They don't need an aide for talking points. That's how desperate the campaign has gotten. They want to make sure that the people don't get shut down so quickly. It's like, oh gosh. I mean, can you imagine if you're there and you're welcoming your relatives and you got a couple of relatives with that pamphlet and going, wait a minute, that's not. You and the pamphlet, you're disinvited. You can come back. We'll let you know when you can come back for pumpkin pie, maybe. I don't know, but such is the case.
Your own Thanksgiving meal next time.
Yeah, really, without a doubt. Well, all that to say that the Thanksgiving recess is over and Congress is coming back, and we're talking Israel and Ukraine. The aid package is still a bit in limbo here, right?
Yes, it is still a bit in limbo. It seems that the Senate side and Biden are trying to put together a deal that would combine Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan along with border provisions. And those Biden-Schumer border provisions, or the BS border provisions, are just that. They will not actually secure the border. It will wind up funding more of what Biden is already doing, but it is not going to secure the border. That's completely unacceptable. What the Senate, what the Republicans in the Senate need to do is to let Schumer know that they need to be starting from H.R. 2 and, and negotiating from H.R. 2, which is the bill that the House passed with bipartisan support. Not much, but at least there was a Democrat voting for it. Mm-hmm. And truly work to secure the border and do the things that will take care of the problems that people in Texas and Arizona are most concerned about.
Well, Jenny Beth, the people are getting it, and they're just, you know, amazed that the Biden administration, you know, continues to lie about what's going on in the border. I mean, Democrats themselves are outraged. Look what's happening in New York. The mayor there has about had it, and he's so frustrated, and now he's in trouble because the Biden administration, they have ways to make you behave. If not, you know, they'll have some of their officials come knocking at your door and investigate and, you know, get you to comply, right?
Yes, that is correct. And the problem with these Democrat cities that have offered sanctuary is they created magnets for people around the world who thought, well, as long as I get into America, it doesn't matter how, I can go to these safe havens and there won't be a problem. Well, people took them up on their offer, and now they're suffering the consequences of that. And the Biden administration, they are just simply not following the laws that is written when it comes to the border right now. The way that they are granting asylum to everyone and that everyone claims they qualify for asylum when they truly don't qualify for asylum, it makes a mockery of the law. And then they'll use the law against you at their will to try to harm you if you aren't complying.
Exactly.
As you were just saying.
Well, and this is the thing that's so frustrating for the American people is because, I don't know, Jenny Beth, I think in my lifetime, this has to be the most lawless and anti-constitutional, you know, administration that I've ever witnessed. And I think that people are still, they just can't believe it, you know. You know, you still have these polls that say that Biden, you know, 40% of the country, roughly, Muslimenos here, says that he's doing a great job. I want to talk to somebody in that 40%. I can't seem to find anybody. Because it's like, well, help me understand, what are you seeing that Joe Biden is doing that is so great that you are telling the pollsters that he's doing a great job? Because I may be missing something, and I'm open to be educated. Help me understand this. Have you found anybody?
No, I have not found anyone who can make sense of it. But I think that there are 40% who will say he's doing a good job because they're just purely partisan, and they care about the party more than they care about the outcome of the policies. They're blinded by their party, and I'm not suggesting that doesn't happen on the right. I think it does as well, but I think that they're just people who, no matter what, if you've got a D after your name, they're going to support you.
Yeah, how much pain do you have to tolerate? I mean, we just, you know, we were talking about Thanksgiving. Mine was a little bit more expensive this year versus last year. It wasn't cheaper, and everything else, you know, that every time I go to the store or I go to the gas pump, you know, it's not a real pleasant surprise there at all. It's just more pain.
Yes, that is correct, and I think that we're going to continue to see prices rise until we address the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is that the government is spending too much money. It can't even, they're spending more money than the economy even has. They're just printing it and creating more money. And that is taxing all of us immediately. And then we're going to have to deal with the debt and the interest on the debt later. And we'll be taxed again later because we and our children and grandchildren will be held responsible for that debt.
Well, here we are. Just the interest alone is approximating our military budget. I mean, that says something, I think, that should make everybody nervous. And here we are looking at this aid bill, this national security package that you talk about, $105 billion with a B. And, of course, Schumer is insisting that it's almost, in a sense, it's kind of like a mini omnibus bill, you know, when it comes to aid, as opposed to saying, look, Israel is who, everybody, at least most people in government, say that they care most about, although, there's a great divide here still. I mean, that's coming out in terms of how many people. It still amazes me how pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas they are. But that aside, Israel is trumping Ukraine, and I think that's making the military-industrial complex a little nervous because they're counting on those dollars still flowing to Ukraine, right?
Yes, I think that is right, and they are expecting those dollars to continue to flow to Ukraine. And if Ukraine needs to be funded, and if Israel needs to be funded, and there are reasons, I think there are legitimate reasons to have the debates about whether and how much to fund in each of those situations, but you can't just do it without figuring out how we're going to pay for it. And that is the debate we need to be having right now. And instead of having that debate, they're going to pass some sort of Biden and Schumer are attempting to pass some sort of quote unquote border provisions that will make them be able to go back out and say, oh, see, we took care of the border problem that they created, mind you.
Right.
And,
right.
And they're not really going to solve the problem at all. They'll probably give enough money that they can cover up some of what they're doing, but they're not going to be able to solve the problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, the horse is already out of the barn here. In huge numbers. So how do you stuff them back in the barn? And you've got 12 months to do that because, well, that's right. We got an election coming up, right?
That's right.
Oh, by the way, Jenny Beth, as always, we appreciate all the great work that you're doing and activating the citizenry. And look at America, you have to stay vigilant. And you can go to Tea Party Patriots for more information. Tell them where they can go and get activated, Jenny Beth.
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much, lady. Take care. Have a great holiday.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Mayor Adams out of New York said, hey, don't yell at me, yell at D.C. It's not my fault. Of course, he's blaming the NYC budget crisis on the feds. He's asking for a lot of money, billions of dollars, and the way he's asking, I guess, has not pleased this administration. Because meanwhile, you know, they've got the feds knocking at his door, doing an investigation. As we were talking with Jenny Beth Martin earlier, is that the Biden administration has a way of making you comport. This is like, wholesale communism, this government, the way it operates. It's, clearly it's biased. It's a two-tiered system. And as long as you're in lockstep with the Bidens, it goes well with you. If not, then Merrick Garland or IRS or some other three-letter agency is going to come after you and torment you and cause you to, spend some money to defend yourself legally. You know, just being an absolute pain. I mean, this is what this all comes down to. I mean, are you starting to see how this works? And the fact of the matter is this has been going on for a long time. We just didn't pay attention. And now it's just become so obvious with the Biden administration. You know, Barack Obama was able to, kind of hide it. People, felt, the Regulation Nation and, had given rise and it had really come out of the closet, so to speak, and in so many ways. And people just kind of, but it's Barack Obama, it's our first black president. We got to give him a break and, we'll just go along to, get along, so to speak. Then we get to 4 years of Donald Trump and all of a sudden, the country starts working according to that Constitution thing. Can you believe it? The Constitution, you follow the Constitution, things start happening in a very positive way for everybody. It wasn't just about Republicans or Democrats, it's about America. What a novel concept. That we should focus on America first, right? And Americans, not everybody else. Because the old saying, like when you're on the plane and they tell you when the mask comes down, you put the mask on yourself first before you help somebody else. And here we are, deeper in debt, $33 trillion and counting in debt. Again, as we talked with Jenny Beth just a moment ago, just the interest payments alone are growing. It's astounding. What impact it is having on our national security. And meanwhile, you look existentially, and you see what's going on with Israel and Hamas, you know, the sentiment, the stuff that's happening here in our own country. I mean, who would have thought, you know, that this would be such a lightning rod? And this is coming out in notable numbers that are hard to square up, you know, with our Constitution and the basic values of America in supporting Israel and being anti-terrorist, you know. And here we are. We've got, you know, dare I say, hundreds of thousands of people supporting a terrorist nation, people. I mean, this is incredible. And I get it. I mean, you want to look at it and say, well, you know, the reason we got here. Yeah, but like anything, I mean, now you're trying to justify murder. You know, think about it. Well, here in America, we've been justifying it for a number of years, right? Since Roe v. Wade, we've been justifying murder. So what's the difference? So if somebody comes in and terrorizes your neighborhood, rapes your women, kills your children, puts them in ovens, you know, I guess that's just, it's just standard fare. I mean, it's all okay. It's not that much of an outrage, because we've just kind of, you know, seared our conscience and seared our culture in such a way that, you know, it, you know, kind of like, well, it's not that bad. You know, really? I mean, you know, it's like there's so much stuff that's happening in our country today that is all in that file. Well, it's not that bad, Bill. You know, come on. You know, what do you complain? It's not that bad. You know, what's happening in the administration and the two-tiered system and people being unjustly, you know, thrown into jail without due process. It's, come on, Bill. It's not that bad, you know. Come on. What are you complaining about? You know, but this is the deal. This is what happens when you're off course in the manner in which we are. And clearly, a majority, I mean, a huge majority of Americans say we're on the wrong track. It's a great observation. So let's fight to get back on track here. You know, this is supposed to be a government of, for, by, we the people. Well, we the people have to, you know, be vigilant about our liberties. We can't surrender these liberties that we have. I mean, but you take them all for granted. This is our birthright. Okay? Our God-given birthright is freedom. And we're subordinating that. We're turning it over to, you know, some special elites that now we find out how much they lied to us. You know, Dr. Fauci, we've got an administrator who's now, and he doesn't even say it here in the United States, he says in Australia. He says, oh, yeah, there was, you know, we're told that, you know, we didn't want to talk about, you know, the a lab leak from Wuhan. You know, Dr. Fauci wanted to put a lid on it. And kept everybody quiet, controlled the narrative at the expense of the American people. American people were dying. People around the world were dying. And Dr. Fauci and his ilk were lying. That's what was going on. That's what happened. And we still have yet to reconcile that. And if we will ever get down to the bottom, I don't know. Because there doesn't seem to be the intestinal fortitude and the desire within our government, or even outside of it. It's just like, well, you know, again, Bill, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. You know, we just, you know, a million people died. You know, it's not that bad. Oh, okay. This is what's going on. You know, women are being, you know, and young kids are being scarred permanently and in ways you can't even imagine yet. But maybe 20 years down the road, maybe, if there's any conscience left amongst the people here in our country, to stop and say, oh, my God, what did we do to these kids? We gave them puberty blockers. We changed their bodies. We didn't follow the science. If we followed the science, you'd realize what you're doing is external. All the DNA makeup, all the infinite, miraculous makeup of our human condition, you know, cannot be altered just by, you know, removing breasts or taking off genitalia because, you know, you think that's a good idea at the time. But then what about the rest of it? You know, the science says, well, you got all this internal wiring. There's no way that you can change that. there's not enough puberty blockers, you know, or whatever. You're still going to leave people unsatisfied. And here, there's been other European countries that have, you know, they've tried this grand experiment, and they're realizing they're damaging people and that it's not worth it anymore, so they've stopped it. But not America. No, no, we know better. We've got our ruling elites that, you know, on the basis of theory, somehow figure that it's going to work out, but at whose expense? Right. And, you know, for most of us, it may not be, you know, cause it's not that bad because it's not our children, you know. But it's the members of our society. And this is what happens when you violate some core principles and core values. You think, okay, well, it's not so bad for you, but corporately it is bad. It involves citizens of our country. And isn't it our responsibility to, you know, to protect and honor them? And this is what our Constitution does. It gives us guidelines in which to do this. And that when, you know, people, leaders who are out of control, making irresponsible decisions, we've got to step up. And don't, and you know, and let's not fall victim to this argument that, well, you know, we know the whole electoral process is compromised, it's corrupt, you know, that, you know, why should it matter? Why should we care? Because it's rigged and the elites are going to get their way. Well, you know, certainly that's one of the options. And if you check out, I'll guarantee you the elites will get their way. I'll guarantee you the track that we're on right now will only get worse. It will not get better. But at least if you're engaging, we've got a shot at it. Okay? And so you need to engage for the sake of your own families and your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren following. You may say, well, it's okay for me. Well, it's okay. It's not so bad, Bill. But, you know, what's it going to be like, you know, two generations going forward here if we stay on this trajectory? This is how dangerous all this stuff is right now. And you've got to be able to call it for what it is. We cannot turn over our liberty to a few ruling elites, self-appointed as they are, and as arrogant as they are, because supposedly, you know, they've graduated from, you know, these great universities, and look at what they're turning out. Look at what's happening, and then we're finding out that all this money that's been coming from foreign countries, how it's influenced universities. You know, we were talking with Adam Angieski earlier this week. And he's, you know, we're talking billions of dollars coming in outside of the United States. That, guess what? Their priority is not the Constitution. It is not about liberty. It's not about the shining light on a hill. It's their agenda. It's their propaganda. It is their worldview that they want promoted on the campuses. And we've got universities that are willing to sell their souls for... well, you know, it's billions of dollars, a lot of money. But they're willing to subordinate their liberty. You know, and this is what's going on. We're just not honoring the birthright as citizens of America. And everything is getting compromised in the process. Well, stay with us. We've got more coming up just about the top of the hour, 3 minutes away right now.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens?